Good evening. This is the 4 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Nate. Life-threatening storm surge and hurricane-force winds will be arriving on the Central Gulf Coast within the next few hours. At this time, the partial eye of Hurricane Nate is becoming apparent on the radar out of National Weather Service office in New Orleans. The center is located just 50 miles or so south of the mouth of the Mississippi River, and wind reports of 48 mile per hour sustained and gusts to 60 miles per hour have been received from the area near the southwest part of the Mississippi River. The center is also located only 140 miles to the south of Biloxi, Mississippi, and with the center moving very rapidly towards the north-northwest at 22 miles per hour, we expect a landfall to occur on the southeast part of Louisiana in the next few hours and then in the overnight hours along the Mississippi coast. Maximum winds are near 90 miles per hour, and some slight strengthening is still possible before landfall. Expect Nate to come ashore at Category 1 or potentially Category 2 intensity. There are warnings up for a large portion of the Gulf Coast and inland areas. The red here shows where we have hurricane warnings now in effect, and we have tropical storm warnings extending well inland to the northeast of where the center is now located. Also have storm surge warnings in effect for much of the Gulf Coast, from Grand Isle, Louisiana, eastward to the Florida border, with the highest storm surge expected to occur to the east of the mouth of the Mississippi River, then eastward through the coast of Mississippi, with potentially 7 to 11 feet of storm surge. Also expect on the order of 4 to 6 inches of rainfall, isolated amounts to 10 inches, and there is the possibility of an isolated tornado accompanying Nate as it comes ashore. Conditions are deteriorating. The worst of the weather will be in the overnight hours. All preparations should now be complete along the Gulf Coast. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.